Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Byron, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Once again, Byron has a brother master gardener with him this morning, Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
And Wayne is going to sit in with us from time to time as well, and so we're going to have another master gardener to talk to from time to time. We're looking forward to that.
Oh, thank you.
Good. So Byron is in this morning, and we're going to talk to him about a couple of things. First of all, let's talk about pest control, and this conversation came about, I think we were talking off mic last time you came in, and I brought something up about...
I think you've talked about armadillos.
Yeah, I did, because we live in the country, and I noticed, you know, go out around the property and see these holes dug, and my best guess is that it's armadillos, but and I don't know that there's much to do about them, but maybe there is.
There
so what
is.
Would you suggest?
Yeah, they are particularly damaging to turf and gardens, and armadillos are just like any of the other pests. They're there for food, water, and shelter, and their primary food is grub worms and earthworms. Mm-hmm. And so in your turf, you treat for grub worms with whatever your nurseryman recommends for those, and you eliminate the food source, and they're not going to dig there anymore, except maybe they'll want to dig a den under the slab of your home.
Strangely enough, we don't have any problem with them in what we consider the yard. You know, out in front of the house, it's out away from the house where I noticed the big holes.
Yeah. There's more food out there for them or something.
I guess we're lucky, and neither have we had any trouble with the wild hogs that people complain about. Although I know they're in our area, but we have not had any trouble with them. At least not up close to the house. So again, treating for grub worms,
yes,
will help deal with armadillos.
Yes, if you've got them digging up your turf, and they'll dig your yard up. They don't care where it is. If there's food there, they'll dig. And that's the source of food is just worms.
Byron has, I mentioned armadillos, and that got him started on a whole lot of other pests that people have trouble with. You're most interested in vegetable gardening, and so birds.
Yeah, birds, they're beneficial as well as harmful. And they seem to like well-ripened tomatoes. So the secret to controlling bird damage to your tomatoes is pick them when they're just starting to turn kind of a salmon pink color.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in the house and let them ripen there. If you leave them there till they become ripe, they'll taste every tomato in the garden.
Really?
I can guarantee that.
But the birds will leave them alone until they reach that stage.
That's true, yes.
Okay, good. We're talking with Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener, and Wayne Bowman is sitting in with us, too. We're going to be hearing in the future from Wayne. Let's see now, other pests that you mentioned here, but you say rabbits are bad.
They're primarily after green beans. When they first start coming up, those rabbits will mow those flat. So the secret there is just build a fence around either your green bean patch or the whole entire garden. Build it with fine mesh chicken wire.
Uh-huh.
So-called rabbit wire, they can go through that.
Really?
That's true.
Interesting.
Yes. I've seen them do it.
Fine mesh.
Yeah, regular old rabbit wire.
And what we call chicken wire, is that different from rabbit wire?
Well, chicken wire's got these little holes, you know, it's woven so there's about 3/4 to inch and a half holes in them. So go with a smaller size.
Okay, so that's not so good either. You mentioned raccoons, and I hear people complaining about raccoons.
Raccoons, they're tough to keep out. I went through a vineyard one time, and the guy said that he'd relocated 24 raccoons this season to another planet somewhere. That's the only way to get rid of them, because they can go over fences, under them, and
that's too bad.
They'll outsmart you.
Yeah. And you mentioned snakes are beneficial. Of course, now poisonous snakes, another matter, but generally speaking, we're not too concerned
Most
about snakes.
Snakes are not poisonous. You
sure
need to be able to identify them. And of course, if it's a poisonous snake, don't mess with it. Get a pro in there to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. But if you see a rat snake or a black snake or something in your garden, just leave it alone, because they're there for one reason. That's to eat rats and mice.
We're almost out of time. I want to ask you about an event coming up, Learn with the Master Gardeners. This is March 21st. Actually, it's four different dates, the 21st, the 28th, and then April 4th and 11th. And it's going to be a lot of information in a relatively short amount of time.
It's evening classes, and it's a real abbreviated Master Gardener type training. It doesn't apply to being a Master Gardener, but we have recruited several Master Gardeners as a result of that class, and a lot of people don't have time to go to our regular Master Gardener training. And Wayne Bowman here is one is an example of somebody that attended that shortened course and liked it well enough to go into the take the training.
I look at him now.
Yeah, they walked in the door and they locked it behind them.
So this is March 21st to the 28th, April 4th and the 11th, 6 to 8 p.m. At the AgriLife Building, 2217 Washington in Greenville, and registration by March 14th.
Right. The registration is $75 per person, or if a man and a wife, or wife and a son, or any pair is $100.
Okay, good. We'll put a link to that, and people can find it and find their way to you. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again, and Wayne, we'll be talking to you again before too long, too.
All right.
All right. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.